You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. At the time of the Second World War, Blessed John Paul II lived a few miles away from the infamous concentration and extermination camps of Auschwitz-Birkenau, a personal history that resonated deeply, providing him with the moral strength to give voice to his convictions in defending human dignity right from the start of his pontificate. Stay tuned.
Respect and love you to each man because he is man.
The strong voice of Pope John Paul II highlighting human dignity merely a year into his pontificate. The date October 1979, the place Ireland.
Each human community, ethnic, historical, cultural, or religious, has rights, must be respected.
The same words highlighted during the two preceding pastoral journeys abroad of that first year as Pope.
This same message I affirmed in Mexico and in Poland.
And on that first journey back home to Poland in June of that year, the son of this nation, which had had more than its share of suffering, losing as it had one-fifth of its people during the Second World War, was seen kneeling by the tombstones of the victims of what he referred to as the Golgotha of our modern world. Auschwitz, or in Polish, Auschwitz.
Oświęcim jest rozrachunkiem.
All victims he found time to mention individually.
Polskim, angielskim, bułgarskim, cygańskim, czeskim, duńskim, francuskim.
But in a special way, the words of the Roman pontiff went to a particular group of victims, the Jews, to a people, he said, destined to be exterminated by the Nazis.
Przeznaczono na całkowitą eksterminację.
A people going back to our father in faith, Abraham. I have visited the ruins of the Jasinka gas ovens many times before, he said. But there was no way, he added forcefully, I would not have paid a visit here as Pope.
Nie mogłem tutaj nie przybyć jako papież.
This, he stressed, is no place to pay a fleeting visit to, but a sobering reminder of fear, of the frontiers of human hatred and destruction, the frontiers of evil. A place, he said, symbolic of all wars. Among them, the Second World War that had touched him so personally. Many of his close friends at school were tortured, deported to Siberia, or interned in concentration camps like the one in Auschwitz, so close to his home in Wadowice. Among these, his friend and schoolmate Jerzy Kluger.
I don't talk very often about it. I mean, he, I suppose, wants to avoid this because, for me, those years are really very painful, those memories. I mean, I'm Jewish. My father was the last president of the Jewish community in Wadowice. And during the war, we did a tremendous mistake that we went into the army, that means my father and myself, and my mother, my sister, and the grandmother, they were left there. We thought that the Germans won't do anything to them because they're women. Instead, they all died in Auschwitz.
True peace must be founded upon justice, upon a sense of the untouchable dignity of men.
A tireless call for peace and dialogue, reiterated so many times during the over two decades of his pontificate, by this first Roman pontiff ever to visit a concentration camp, ever to visit a synagogue, and more recently, to pray at Yad Vashem, Israel's memorial to the victims of the Holocaust.
The law of God stands in judgment over all reasons of state.
You've been listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.